Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is Good Friday in the church calendar. Thank you for setting aside this time. May we contemplate. May we fix our gaze on Jesus, the one who laid his life down for us. If you have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request.
O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns your only crown. O sacred head, what glory and blessing you have known. Yet though despised and gory, I claim you as my own. My Lord, what you did suffer was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but yours the deadly pain. So here I kneel, my Savior, for I deserve your place. Look on me with your favor and save me by your grace. What language shall I borrow to thank you, dearest friend, for this your dying sorrow, your mercy without end? Lord, make me yours forever, a loyal servant true. And let me never, never outlive my love for you.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Just take a few moments, invite the Holy Spirit to search your heart and see what sin needs confession. He has laid his life down. He has suffered for you and for me, that we can be forgiven, that we can know the Father in the freedom of forgiveness and the righteousness of Jesus.
Sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns your only crown. O sacred head, what glory and blessing you have known. Yet though despised and gory, I claim you as my own.
And as is custom on Good Friday, we read Psalm 22, which Jesus quotes on the cross. my God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forefathers put their trust in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him." Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many young bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you have laid me in the dust of the grave. Packs of dogs close me in. Gangs of evildoers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither does he hide his face from them. But when they cry to him, he hears them. My praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nation shall bow before him. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To him alone all who sleep in the earth bow down and worship. All who go down to the dust fall before him. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done. My soul shall live for him. My soul shall live for him. Oh Jesus, on that cross, oh, he died, oh, he died for me and for you. He laid his life down, taking no thought for himself, no thought for himself. He laid his life down for you and for me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen. Our gospel reading is John 19:38-42. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame, weighing down. Oh, sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame, weighing down.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Collect of the day for Good Friday, the prayer we pray together collectively as the people of Jesus. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
this in a time of guided prayer. We always pray specifically and by name for people during this time on morning prayer and worship. We want to continue that today, but instead of giving prompts, I'll just allow you time before the Father in contemplation. If you have specific needs for your family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, yourself, circumstances, or just to meditate upon the sacrifice and the love that the Father has lavished on us in Jesus. Just take these few moments. I'll continue to play. Be before the Lord.
Like your love, Jesus. There's no love like your love. There's no love like your love. Sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns your only crown. O sacred head, what glory and blessing you have known. Yet though despised and gory, I claim you as my own.
We are yours and you are ours, O Jesus. Thank you for laying your life down for us. May we lay our lives down for each other. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, walking in the sacrifice of Jesus, the one who laid his life down for us. May we lay our lives down for him today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support, for giving to this ministry. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.